need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's that time again. It's Monday night. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, all the way from Chicago, thank God she got back, Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Like that? That good enough? Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Wow. So today is Monday. We have a new time from 8 to 9 p.m. And I'm going to tell you all who's here. We're really excited because Hollywood Connections, Dawn Reese Show, and Denise and I are going to bring you some specials as we insert this show on anti-bullying. And we have some experts. So you're going to love this show. If you've been bullied in your life, this is a chance to really tune in and listen. And I want to introduce, we have Sean Roberts here, amazing man, all the way, I say all the way from Orlando because of the traffic.
Yes.
So, and he's got his own show on anti-bullying and so much, and welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, so tell us exactly what you do.
Well, I'm a producer. I produced an anti-bully film called AMRAC. That was out in Universal Studios AMC Movie Theater. That was out in November. And then now I'm going to be producing a new short anti-bullying music video called I Matter. It's a song I wrote, and a young lady who was bullied is going to be singing it. And what we do is we basically give kids who have been bullied opportunities to shine based upon their experience of being bullied. So AMRAC is reversing how they feel about themselves. Instead of them feeling low, we put them on top.
That's amazing. And we have our superstar, I want to say teen now. She's 15 years old. Welcome, Brianna.
Hi. Thank you.
And we're going to talk to you about some things here. We have some special guests calling in. But before we start, we want to thank an amazing restaurant in Clearwater Beach. And Denise, you want to kick it off?
It is Formaggi Pizza. Mm-hmm. They have the greatest pizza, you guys. We had one earlier, and I am just so full right now.
Yes. And so my husband and I, we met through the Beach Dollar, and they took us there. And Bert wants to talk about some of the other foods that they have. They gave us pizza tonight. Peter, what did you think of the pizza? That was for you.
I'm fat and happy right now. I'm good to go. It's great. Tasted good. Really good pizza. Big time slices. Definitely will fill you up. Only had a couple pieces. I was done.
Yes. You know, even their Caesar salad is amazing, you know, but it's a family style restaurant. They don't do slices. You sit down and you have a memory maker over there. So we want to thank Anna and Alex over there and the Beach Dollar for hooking us up. And Bert, you had some favorites over there too, my husband.
Yes, I did. You know, the mussels were amazing. I'm not a mussels fan.
And they were tasting so good, I was like, wow, let me have some more. All right. And first time I've ever had mussels. I grew up on Colorado Beach. I love oysters and the crabs and everything. Just the mussels never appealed to me, but their mussels were the best I've ever had. And yeah, I want some more.
Did they prepare them was it a certain way that they prepared them that you had had before?
Fresh. And they were fresh.
Okay. And let's give that address. We have the call number over there is 727-461-7000. And Denise, you want to give the address?
483 Madeleine Avenue. Yeah. Number 106 in Clearwater, Florida.
And that's right next to Hulk Hogan's Beach Shop right there, so you can't miss that. So anyway, before we kick off our VIP guest from Las Vegas, a lot to talk about today. Tell us about the song that we're about to hear. Sean?
Oh, yes. The song I Matter is a song that I wrote with a young kid by the name of Josie Pantoja. She's going to be singing the song. And this song is just to uplift and let people know that you do matter. A lot of times, a lot of people out there feel like they don't matter, and so they do harmful things to themselves. What we want to put out there is the reverse. We want you to feel that you do matter. And so that's the message that we're putting out there, and that's what this song represents.
Awesome, and you wrote it.
Yes.
Impressive. Wow. All right, Peter, take it away. What the song is about?
Mm-hmm. The song is about a kid that was being bullied and how the pain inside of her makes her want to disappear. But we want that feeling to disappear in life where that you do matter. We want to change that. And how we change that is by giving you opportunities to shine. And what happens is that people that get bullied, they get bullied for the simple reason, and I want to share this with people. The reason why people bully you is the simple fact that you are a gem. You are a diamond. And so you're worth something. So that's why they go after you. Why does a robber go to a bank to take the money, and he knows it's worth a lot. So that's why the bullies come at you and they want to attack you, is because you have a talent, you have a gift. And so I share this with kids that feel like they're isolated and by themselves, and they feel like they have nowhere to go, is that you do matter. And we want you to be here so we can highlight your gift and your talent. And that's what it's all about.
You know, that's amazing, because we were just talking about this before the show, eating this amazing pizza from Fromaggi's Pizza in Clearwater. Fromaggi's in Clearwater Beach. I knew you were saying, well, you know what I mean. The amazing pizza place in Clearwater. And I was saying, so many Disney movies, you know, I was watching something with my grandsons, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's always somebody that wants to take your voice. Mm-hmm. There's always someone that takes the jewel of the diamond.
Absolutely.
And you see that in Disney, yeah. And, you know, you think to yourself, you know, it's not just kids, it's adults as well that get bullied, even Facebook bullying. Mm-hmm.
That is very true. Sean and I had an amazing conversation before the show started, and it was one of the things that he said that really stuck out, and I think I'm going to make it a bumper sticker. You know how you hear certain things, certain catches, you make a bumper sticker?
Right.
And it's hurt people.
Absolutely.
And I just thought that was an amazing concept, and it's, like I said, I'm going to make it a bumper sticker or some little sign or something, but mm-hmm. I just thought that was really something to make you think about, because I don't think a lot of people realize that, especially the bullies mm-hmm. themselves don't realize that. They'll realize that they're doing it, but they don't understand why.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, what it is that you have to learn tools to combat people that come at you with negative weapons. Mm-hmm. And so what it is that you have to know your enemy. If you go to school every day and that kid is constantly bothering you, you already know your enemy, because that's what he's going to do. He's been doing it every day. But it's how you deal with that enemy or that person is key. He gets his power by how you feel. Mm-hmm. So don't show them how you feel. Say, listen, I already know you already did that last week. You're doing it this week. What else do you have? You see what I'm saying? You already know what he's going to do. So win the battle.
Okay.
And by winning the battle is that no matter what you say, and I tell people this in life, and it's true in the industry, it's whatever you do, haters are your number one motivators.
People
that dislike you, for me, is fuel for my gas tank. I'm going to drive faster. So the more you hate me or the more you dislike me, that means I'm doing something. Think about it.
Yeah.
Somebody's taking the time out of their day to hurt you. That's, you're doing something.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like, think about it. You got a lot of stuff to do in your own day. Why are you focusing on what so-and-so is doing? Why are you trying to stop so-and-so what they're doing?
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And so if you get hate mail, if you get somebody disliking you, talking about you, that's great. You're doing something. You use that to escalate.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think jealousy plays a big part in that also. You have something that I want and I can't have it, so I'm going to make you miserable because I can't have it.
Right. Yeah. So you already know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So therefore, they have no power over you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You already know what your enemy's going to do. You know where your enemy's going to shoot.
Right. You know where it's coming from.
You know where it's coming from. So prepare. You prepare. All right, tomorrow they're going to go bully me in school. Okay, John, you said that last week, the week before. What else do you have?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, with the Wizard of Oz, be gone. You have no power here.
It's true.
And we have a special VIP in the house today, and she took her time. I know she's studying hard in school. She's 15 years old. And welcome, Brianna, to the show. We're going to come back in just a minute with Carrie from Las Vegas. She's got some exciting news. Stay on the air with us, Carrie, for a few minutes. We'll be right with you. And Brianna, tell us, because this show is wrapped around you and some things, and, you know, a lot of people learn lessons, as my mother said. You know, what is your lesson? She said before she had passed away, I've learned all of mine. And there's things that every day you learn, okay, what did I do wrong on this person? Or how did I react differently? And I've gone through it myself, you know, and that's true. And God's working a lot through me, and that has a lot to do with the presence of God in my life. And also, tell us your story.
Yeah, I got bullied a lot throughout middle school. One time I even got my social media accounts hacked, and they pretended to be me and tell all my friends, like, negative stuff, which made almost half my friends turn on me, but they forgave me at the end and knew it wasn't me. And then at the beginning of the school year, you know, on Halloween you want to be creative, so I dress up as a sports referee and wore shorts to school, and I just felt so uncomfortable because I had eyes all over me and people were calling me names and I'm wearing shorts and stuff, and it was just, You can't even wear, like, shorts to school just because of what people...
What advice, before we go to Carrie in Las Vegas, Sean, that you can give anybody that's going through that same situation as I did at your age and at a Catholic school? I went to a Catholic school, Sean, and I had something happen to me. Mm-hmm. And I was your age, and I was like, are you kidding me? You know, but now I went back to public school. But, you know, what advice would you give anyone that's going through that out there right now?
Again, look at for what it is. Okay, so we're on your show, right? So you've been through a bullying experience. Now look at you rising. You see what I'm saying? It's your preparation for what's about to come. So that's why I tell people, when they're bullying you, they're preparing you for your greatness. So that's why you're not supposed to hurt yourself. They're preparing you for better things. So what you're supposed to do is take that and persevere. So when they come at you and they're making fun of you, think about it. Celebrities, they're coming at you, right? Everybody wants to be around you, right? So you say you want to be a singer. So they're preparing you for your greatness. Yeah, they're watching you with these shorts. So why are you watching
me? And I got a question.
Mm-hmm. Microphone.
Because I suffer a lot with anxiety. Like, right when I get to school, I get an upset stomach and everything. How do I overcome that?
Good question.
How do you overcome that? Is being comfortable with you. Being comfortable with you, not who they are. Mm-hmm. You know who you are. Say, listen, I like apples. That's what you like. Don't worry about what they like or what they want to do. It's what you want to do, and then that's how you get over the anxiety. Because the anxiety is what you're anticipating what's going to happen. Oh, my God, are they going to do this today? Is this going to happen? Don't worry about them. It's not about them. Mm-hmm. It's about you, just like me. A lot of people said, I couldn't be a producer. You couldn't do this. I produce. You couldn't be in a magazine. I'm in Seven.
Wow.
You couldn't do this.
Cool.
I've been on Telemundo, Mega TV, Univision, you name it. And that's not bragging. That's just the simple fact of the more you tell me I can't do it, the more I'm going to do it. So I thank the haters. And that's what you do. Thank you. Because you're preparing me for greatness.
Before we go with Carrie, what do you do about social media bullying? If somebody, not just kids, adults, you know, and somebody has something to say and you don't have anything negative to say, how do you deal with that? I mean, what, besides blocking the person and, you know, deleting, it's kind of like your mind is a computer.
Right.
And you just delete, delete, delete,
right.
You know, and you say, okay, then I have a prayer list that I write down names, I put it in my Bible. Mm-hmm. And I say, okay, God, too much, take over.
I'm gonna give you some food to digest for the evening. And all these words is not my words. These are words from God, okay? Look what they did to Jesus.
Wow.
Okay? Now, Jesus is, he's the one. They ridiculed him. They threw stuff at him. They spat at him. They disrespected him to the nth degree. But he was the Son of God, okay? So if they did that to Jesus, what they're gonna do to you? So if you already know that, then you're preparing yourself for greatness. Social media is just a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So it has no impact on my life. Actually, if they say stuff about you, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Because I'm imperfect. Are you perfect? No. So that's how you brace it, and that's how you deal with it.
Wow. Very powerful. We've got a very special VIP guest from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're so excited to have her on the air. Thank you for your patience, Carrie. An amazing Miss Entertainment Capital of the World. She is.
Awesome.
Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, everybody. Hi,
hello.
Everyone.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing fine. I'm blessed.
Awesome.
Well, Carrie, tell everybody what's happening in Las Vegas, what you're doing. And Mr. Roberts, Sean Roberts is here, and you saw his work as well. Can you give us some updated information on your anti-bullying award show?
Yes, I can. The anti-bullying award show was actually birthed out of me being bullied.
Mm. Wow.
And so I have such a heart and a passion for it. I've listened to a lot of you all comment my anti-bullying award show. It's scheduled for September the 29th, 2018, here in Las Vegas. I will be soon posting some information on the honorees. And while Sean Roberts is there today, I've been looking at you, Sean.
Thank you.
Because your life and your words speak for itself. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to tell you today, you are one of the honorees.
I appreciate
for the Anti-Bullying Heroes Award.
Wow.
For helping make the difference in lives of others all over the world.
Carrie, say that again. Who was just awarded?
Sean Roberts, isn't he the one?
Yes, he's right here. Wow, that we need a hat clap. Wow.
And let me tell you about these awards. Mm. They're earned awards. Mm. You have to be living it. Mm. They're not voted on. People can make nominees, but I look at their lives, what they have done in the community and what they are doing to reach out to help the lives of others. That's a humanitarian, a philanthropist who is living for the real cause. Mm. I want to say thank you so very much, and I hope that you can make it here in Las Vegas, because I would certainly be happy to personally present you with that award. And also, I have another award, and I must say this. There's a lady there I had the privilege of coming in contact with now maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Mm. Dawn Reese, your work speaks for itself. And outside of the things that I've known that you have experienced in being bullied, you have won the Diamond Award.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Diamond Award. That award is one of the highest honors of Distinction Award for the work of excellence that you have done all over the world. It's not just an award now that's just geared to Las Vegas. I have opened up those awards to people who are really doing good and positive things. I have another award, which will be for the Courageous Youth Award. I'm still working on that. Hopefully by tomorrow, Dawn will be able to make that announcement in that one as well.
I would like Brianna to say hello to you. She's our teenager here that's 15 years old. You kind of heard
Hi,
her.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
So did you?
I heard the story, part of it, because when you're being bullied, nobody never really knows the real story. It's a freaking nightmare. That's the best way
it's rumors.
I can put it. I was bullied almost now 3 years, and I'm still going through this. And I just often wonder why. And I heard, I think his name is John. John, I thank you for your comment. But when I think about the young people and the statistics, because I am studying it on an average daily, that are taking their lives. Now, we're adults, yes, but the pressure that it brings about, the anxiety, looking over your shoulder. My life was literally threatened.
Oh, my
goodness. I had to go incognito for months, looking over my shoulder, what's going to come at me next. And then the one question people would ask, why? How in the world can you answer a question, as you would put it? And I don't like the word hate first, because we serve a God of love. You brought out Jesus, but God didn't call us to be crucified like his son.
But see,
he came to do a positive work.
But see,
the crucifixion was to bring us together in love.
See, what it is that you have to understand the psychological warfare that we have with the enemy. What he's going to do, he's going to attack. So if he's going to attack, you have to prepare. So if you already know what the enemy's going to do, you already won the battle. So you ask the question on why it's happening, is because he's preparing. God is preparing you for greatness, okay?
Now, let me just say the why. I'm talking about people when they know what you're going through. Mm-hmm. You become you're the victim. But people don't believe the why you're the victim. They ask you those questions. Well, what happened? Why did it happen?
Okay.
How do you answer something like that?
I'm going
you
to
don't know really why.
I'm going to answer.
You're being attacked.
I'm going to answer that question. Okay, look at it from this point of view. What if you weren't attacked? So that means you no one sees you. No one is after you. So the reason why you are attacked is because you're doing something. I don't know if you heard this. Why does a robber go to a bank? A robber goes to that bank.
He goes to rob the bank for money.
Right. So that money has value to him, right?
Wow.
So the reason why you're attacked is because you have value. So if you're not attacked, you're not valued. What happens is that you have to understand this for the value of yourself, is that when you attack me, I love when the people attack me. I love it because I know that I'm doing something, and I know that I have something that they want, and they don't have it. I have it because God has given it to me. Look at me. I'm doing all this amazing stuff. You just awarded me an award, right?
And, exactly.
Right. And
because
so
there are victims out there that need people like you, need people like me, who have been through this to know how to overcome it.
But see, what I'm saying is, now look at it from this point of view. Okay, so look at what you're able to do as a victim. You have power. You just showed me power mm-hmm. by giving me an award.
Exactly.
Wow. So Carrie, this is Niecy. Could you give us the hi, sweetie? Could you give us the? I just love her voice.
That's just so awesome.
I just have to love your voice. Enough. I have to come and see you. Coming to Vegas to get a hug, you know. Go ahead, sweetie.
I have a whole lot of hugs to give all of you.
Oh, okay. Well, Carrie, could you give us, if someone wanted to like submit their information to you just to participate in this, how would they reach you?
Now, when you say to participate, in what form?
Well, if they want to get, say, like if they're doing a video on anti-bullying or they have a song that they've created and they wanted you to listen to.
You can inbox me that information.
Okay.
I am on the Facebook.
Okay.
You know,
so yeah, we're Facebook friends. I love that.
Normally, at what I do after the show is over, the award show, last year's show, mm-hmm. I'm already on the lookout for Deanna Reed. You see, okay. I'm looking for those people who are about the work, the labor of love.
Okay.
Touching others' lives. That's what I'm looking for. That is about anti-bullying.
Okay.
Right. So, and then I will look at him like I did Mr. Roberts. I was very impressed by him.
I knew you would be. I said, stop what you're doing. Yes. Look, listen, and please let me know.
I was forced to.
Also, Carrie, question. Niecy's actually husband is an amazing singer. He needs a Vegas style. If Niecy comes with me to Vegas, can we? He's like a Johnny Mathis. He's like what?
Yeah, he does R&B. Johnny Mathis. He does R&B.
Oh, my
he does.
God.
Johnny Mathis
well,
is
Niecy,
his.
This is what I can say to you.
Okay.
Just, you know, contact me. Put your contact phone number
okay.
In my inbox, and I will be more than happy to contact you.
Oh, she
and,
is such a sweetheart.
We can discuss something.
Okay.
You know, also, Carrie, do you have a GoFundMe page? I'd like to have people start to help you with donations for this, and I'll help you.
And you know what? I am going to be working on that. Of course, you know, I do a few other things here in Vegas, and so I know we talked about that, but I am working on that, just so you know. At this particular time, there is none.
Okay, they can get in touch with me on Hollywood Connections. Actually, Dawn Reese yes. on Facebook. You always see me with a hat. This is Rejoice in the Lord. With my yes. husband on our sailboat. So add me to Facebook. Also, too, is I know we have another guest. Carrie, stay on the line. We have somebody from Hawaii. We've got some VIP. Who's on the air with us?
Afghania Caputo. Aloha.
Aloha, all the way from Hawaii.
How are you?
We're great. So, you know, I was bragging about what you've been doing. Tell everybody, because your daughter's one of our reporters out there, about your anti-bullying, what you're doing in Hawaii.
Okay. So I have actually been working in the field for 16 years, started working with adults and then with children, and now it's children and adults. I just
wow.
actually just got out of working with a child 9 years old about a half an hour ago, just met with him privately. So what my field is something that is really missing in today's society. And what that is actually etiquette training, manners that's training. Mm-hmm. All that we talk about empowering our people, empowering the children, there's a word for it, and it's called mm-hmm. teaching them manners. Manners, you know, we as adults, we have to hold ourselves to the highest standards. And a lot of the families that are around, they do not have that type of training. They don't understand manners. So, you know, they took home ec out of school. They take a lot of these types of things out of school.
Yeah,
So what my mission has been for several years, and what my daughter, who is 12, she is actually a speaker as well, and she follows up in a lot of my speaking engagements, and her platform in pageantry is also about bringing manners training back into the classroom, just like math, science, and English are taught every day.
Wow.
So the child, to give you an example, I met with this child today, and he was actually suspended for the last 2 days. Really good kid, But the way his teacher had dealt with the situation, he mumbled under his breath, he called her the B word. And so he was suspended for that. But what really conspired before that was a bunch of teasing and bullying from other children. So what I think people don't realize is that bullying is a behavior. It's not an identity. And what we need to do is we need to, I call it befriend the bully. We're always suspending the child. We're always making them go home. We're not teaching them the good values. So if you look, I'd love for all of you, whoever's online, to go ahead and, I'm not a Hawaiian, but I moved out here 15 years ago. And I'd love everybody to just Google Hawaiian values. And you're going to see dozens and dozens of words like love, humility, happiness, empowerment, respect, and the list goes on and on. And they teach that in these private schools over here, which unfortunately a lot of the public schools don't. So my point is, if we focus, especially in the middle school years, when the kids, they're still learning. So if we constantly punish the child who is doing the bullying behavior, that habit is not going to change.
Right.
And we really have to address that. And we have to address the families. I would love, I know I'm going on and on, but I would love to say one thing. Wouldn't it be great before the school year started, they could actually implement like an orientation and people would have to come and sign off that they've learned about what is appropriate and what to teach their kids at home.
Well, you know, I was going to ask Sean, just based on what this young lady just said, because that was in my head. What do you tell parents that are, they have a child that is the bully? Because we also have to look at the victims here are children that are being bullied. But I think we should also look at those kids that are doing the bullying, because they're hurting as well. So what advice would you give to parents to deal with that, to keep them from feeling as inadequate as they do in order to be bullied?
Well, first off, I think the word bullying needs to be removed. And this is my thinking on this. Bullying is a behavior, but if we're calling people bullies, so it's already set in, we are teaching our children. So if we're already putting it in the school system that there are such children called bullies, the children in school are looking for the bully. And then they position themselves as the victim. So if we were, like I said, teach manners, that is the one thing that we need to do within the school. Now, it's a lot harder to talk to the parents, right?
Right.
Of the bully. Because, let's say, the bully, how do I put this? We're painting them a certain way. So the parents are going to react a certain way. Okay, because they don't want to think that way of their child.
Right.
But what we need to do is we need to come at them with love and empathy. A lot of these families don't understand empathy. So if we show empathy and we explain to them that we're doing them a great disservice by not acknowledging their child needs to grow and learn and that we need their assistance, that we will do this as a community, let's work together. We need to give them that opportunity to stand up and stand forward with their family. And I'd like to address one other thing that sort of came to mind. That girl who was just on, I apologize for not remembering your name at the moment.
Brianna.
The one how do I overcome the anxiety?
Okay.
I would really, overcoming the anxiety, I think it's a wonderful thing what you said, Sean, about, you know, you have to do you. You have to know you. But for you to know you, you have to understand the values. Your values. You have to understand what empathy is. You have to understand what compassion is. You have to understand what rudeness is and where it roots from. Is it latent rudeness? Is it covert rudeness? Where do these things come from and how do we combat those things? We have to understand the rules of society and civility so we can feel comfortable and at ease with ourselves and with others. And that way we make other people feel comfortable and at ease as well.
Wow.
Can I also interject something, too, though?
Please? Yes, I was just going to ask you, Carrie.
Again, I do understand the need to, you know, train, educate our children. Yes, the standards and the morals in the household, a lot of that is missing, unfortunately. But it's not just the youth. It is the adults. The adults are out there, and it's horrible. When I think about what I personally went through, it wasn't from kids.
It was from grown people in the media, in the world, in places that you wouldn't even believe that would do these things. So what it comes down to for me is education. I agree with you 100%. Because for the lack of knowledge, the word of God is my people perish. They have to have some type of foundation. They don't. A lot of them don't have this. When you do talk to them, they will tell you. They will tell you what's going on in their home. I have called them ill factor. There are stuff that they're not getting. They're not being nurtured. And it's sad to say, but a lot of our adults are walking around here today with the same kind of pain. So we have to educate them. We got to bring back the morals, the respect. Yes, I personally have a very high standard because I came from that. But I had to understand everybody didn't come from discipline. Everybody wasn't taught how to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
And not tell a lie.
Exactly.
Of that nature. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. So we all, as a unit and a nation, we have to come together and structure something, because it's really bad. It's such an epidemic now that it's really worse than war.
Well, Carrie, you know, I have to interject on something real quick. You know, I was so impressed with you when something had happened, you know, on social media. And I called you and I said, listen, I need prayer for somebody on a situation and this person. And you prayed with me. And I want to tell you, I felt the power of God come through that telephone. And you made me just feel like the blocks were lifted off my shoulders, and gave God all the glory and honor. And I'll tell you, and God says, hey, I got you. I got your back.
Yeah,
you know.
Yes, I know that. I know that.
That was
and
powerful.
I'm not stopping.
That was powerful. And if you need prayer, call Carrie. But Carrie, I need your social media as well, that you can let everyone know.
Yes. What do you mean? Talking about my Facebook, how to reach me.
Correct.
I am on the Facebook, Carrie Brown, Miss Las Vegas Entertainment. Please, by all means, my email address is Carrie Brown 785@gmail.com, and then by all means, please inbox me.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry, but your name, the lady from Hawaii, I did make contact with her, so I recognized her right away.
That's awesome. Now, also, give your information from Hawaii so everybody knows your name again, and your website and your Facebook so they can reach you as well.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it's Askenia Caputo, and Manners and Momentum is the name of my Leadership Skills Academy. I also have another one called Boys with a Purpose, which is a subsidiary which teaches a lot of kids, interview skills and things of that nature. But just to contact me, mannersandmomentum.com or Manners and Momentum on Facebook. You can reach me that way, as well as my email address is connections@askeniacaputo.com.
Okay, sweetie, you're going to have to spell that for us.
I was going to say that. Right.
Okay, it's connections at A, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A, N as in Nancy, I, A, last name is C as in cat, A, P as in Peter, U, T as in Tom, O.com.
Okay.
Well, we want to thank you so much. You can stay on the line with us. We have about 15 minutes, and I know we have more to talk about. I do have to go to a commercial break with our International Christian Film Festival coming up in May. And guess what, DC? We're going to be on the red carpet at Sunscreen Film Festival on the 26th of this month.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Yeah, so we got some good, cool things coming up, and we're on the VH2.TV network. This show goes right to. Peter, you're on with sports.
That's right, the evolution of sports talk radio. It's the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Tan Talk Sports Network. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense.
Yes, but I got Peter a show over there too, because he's amazing.
Thank you.
And Nisi, you have a show?
Yes, I'm going to try to get on to VH2 TV Network, but yes. My website is nisipentertainment.com, where we try to promote new artists that are coming in with music and different things that's going on. And so I also have a music radio station, which is as live365.com, and the name of the station is The Inner Sanctum. So if you want to hear some really good music, come on down.
That's right. We're on VH2 Network now as well, and some other people are also picking us up, so we're really excited. Let's go to that commercial with the International Christian Film Festival. You don't want to miss this. We'll be on the red carpet. We'll be right back.
You're invited to the biggest event of the year, the International Christian Film and Music Festival, on May 1st through May 5th, 2018, at the Wyndham Orlando Resort International Drive. Kicking off the festival is the award-winning band Newsboys on May 1st at First Baptist Church Orlando. On Wednesday, May 2nd, hear what lead singer Michael Tate and drummer Duncan Phillips have to say with a special Q&A session at the Wyndham Orlando Resort at 2 p.m. Watch over 150 films from the best filmmakers around the globe. Come and meet some of the best in the industry, including Kevin Sorbo, David A.R. White, Cindy Bond, T.C. Stallings, Jonathan Cain, Pastor Paula White, Bruce Marciano, and so many more. Legendary actor Kirk Cameron will be honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award. You don't want to miss the event of the year. For more information or to get your tickets, go to www.internationalcff.com or call 407-442-3691.
I would say that. Okay, and we're back. And we also want to let you all know, if you look behind me, I just wanted, so excited about this opportunity. In about 2 weeks, hold on everybody, you can see live on Facebook, I am with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa. And me and my husband are actually bought one of the franchises with one of our partners, Rob. And in about 2 weeks on the 23rd, Rob's going to come in and talk about cruising.
Yay.
Oh my God, Denise, this is going to be an awesome show. And I'd like everybody to please go to our website and actually just email Dawn Arnold. Well, actually, it's D. Arnold. That's my married name. So it's D-A-R-N-O-L-D at cruiseshipcenters.com. Please go to the website and sign up for our Seven Seas Cruise. And that is www.cruiseshipcenters.com/Dawn, A-R-N-O-L-D. And I'll be putting that on my Facebook. Please add me to Facebook as well. And we have one more shout out. I got to do this real quick. If you are in Clearwater Beach and you want a special, I can't tell you the five-star hotel, but we can give you $99 for two nights, and you can use it up to 4 years, take a vacation ownership tour, and or seven nights for $75. You have to use that in the year. Please get in touch with me on Facebook or inbox me at, you know, Dawn Reese. My phone number is 727-871-7788. And remember to go to mypillow.com, put in your promo code Beach and sleep well. And at least I know I can sleep well. Especially with this show, you know, when people say, how do you sleep at night? You know, right, you want to say that to people. How do you sleep? Well, I sleep very well because I, you know, I get down on my knees and I pray for that person and I sleep well. So thank you everybody for listening for this part. Now, we have a mom here that's the mom of Brianna. So Carrie, she wanted to say hello to you as well. And she has a question, which is really important as well to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Brianna.
Oh, and this is her mom, Susie.
I'm Susie.
Hi.
I'm Brianna's mom.
Hello.
Hi. My question was, when they were off the air, was as a parent to her being bullied, how do you, I mean, I do my best to, like, encourage her and, you know, let her know that they're haters and they're going to just to try to rub it off, but it gets where it's so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, what can you do, how can you comfort them, how can you reassure them that it has nothing to do with them, and then how do you deal with, like, the person who is bullying? Because I had several confrontations with one of the individuals that has bullied Brianna for many years. And confronted the mother about it, and the mother just always seems to be in denial, and like her daughter has no fault, like this individual has no fault, and it gets to be, you know, hard, you know, to deal with this kind of situation.
Well, let me just commend you first, because if my kids was on this radio station, I was a mother that protected my children, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Confrontational. That's only if they get in my face. As far as Brianna goes, I think you're doing the right thing. You are helping to educate her, but it's the understanding part. Again, I said in the beginning of the show, I do not like that word, haters. What it is, the haters don't understand. They have issues that they need to deal with and stop putting them on other people. And that's where we come in.
Right.
So in having a different approach to even my bullies or the haters, my arms are always wide open in love because that's the kind of God that we serve. Now, even in the things we don't understand, it could be the color of our skin, where we wear. I was bullied when I was a kid, but I never seen it like this before.
Right.
People are not fighting you physically. They're attacking you with threats to harm you. Send people after you you don't know, slandering you all over the Facebook, calling people to keep you from getting a job. She is young. You as a parent, that is your position now. You have to help teach her, educate her. Like you said, she's not the problem. The problem is the wealth that she is carrying within. She is going to be something great and positive. But as a parent, we have to protect her. We don't want another statistic of a suicide of a parent coming home and finding their child hung in their bedroom.
Exactly.
It's too much pressure. It's too much. It's too overwhelming for kids, more or less, an adult.
Well, Carrie, I know we have 6 minutes left. I know Sean has a question, but, you know, I want to say my brother had sent me something a couple of weeks ago, and he said, millions of people in the world, and you got one person that's trying to get at you, you know, and you think of the millions of people out there, not to let it bother you. But here's what he said to me on the sailboat. We were out 2 weeks ago in the water, and he goes, look back, Dawn. And I went, what? He goes, all your problems, anything that you're dealing with, is back there. You're in the middle of the ocean. It's gone. It's deal. Do well. And I thought, you know what? You're right. You're right. So, Sean, you wanted to jump in. I see you're ready to go.
Yeah, it's it's really interesting. What it is that God gives you two eyes to look forward, right? The problem that a lot of people have in life is that they constantly look back. And when you look back, you trip and fall. So what I'm saying to you is that when you look back, it only hurts you. It's how you look forward and how you deal with moving forward in life. And what I'm saying to you is that one of the points you made is that, you know, to be positive, forgiveness, our perfect role model is Jesus, and it's perfect in his essence and what he did. If you look at his whole story, I mean, his best friend, one of his best people that followed him, got him killed. And then he threw back at him. He's like, you know what? I still love you, and I know you was going to do it anyway. So that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is reach for a higher frequency. Don't carry the anger for what they're doing to you. They're preparing you for greatness. When those bad things happen, they happen for a reason. Embrace it, because that's preparation.
And don't let it get to you where you just are so stressed out. And, you know, it is too, I had something happen on my birthday 4 years ago, and just briefly, and, you know, I let it get to me. And I learned my mother's lesson. What was your lesson out of this? Don't let it get to you. So I joined Massage Envy, of course, you know. But in the meantime, you know, not even two weeks ago, my grandson was, my daughter-in-law sent me a picture, and he has two black eyes. And I went, what happened? She goes, he was bullied in school. And, you know, he was standing up for somebody. So again, you know, Carrie, before we end, God is just telling me in my heart to say a prayer for anybody that's dealing with this or any attacks. And Sean, you too as well. We've got some powerful men of God and women in this house. And we'd like to just say a prayer for everybody. Of course, this is Hollywood Connections. These are different segments. I hope you're enjoying this, and I hope it's really helping you in your life. And Carrie, do you want to start off, or Sean?
Doesn't matter.
It's fine. Whatever way you
want to
go.
Well, I'll leave with this. I'll leave with these words, and you can end it with a prayer. God puts things in your life to prepare you, and he's always going to guide you, and he always has your back. So my message to you as this young lady that's sitting next to me is that never lose faith in God, because he always has your back, and he's in control of every single thing.
Yes, he is.
So if you put your faith and trust in him, he's got you. I'm telling you, I'm living proof of what I'm saying. The things, the opportunities that God has given me is unbelievable. And so we're all children of God. So what I say to you is, don't worry about them. Keep driving forward. You get potholes in the road, boom, keep going.
My mother always said, you know how a diamond is made? It's gone through a lot of pressure. It's gold. It becomes a diamond. That's a powerful statement from my mother. Those are words of wisdom that she gave me. And Brianna, we wish you so much success on your career. And
There's like, I saw this post when I was scrolling through my feed. It says, instead of asking why is this happening to me, ask why is, what is this trying to teach me?
It's like an instant shift.
Perfect. As my mother said, what lessons in life are you learning? And whatever you've learned, take it for gold and go on. You know, and you just pray for that person that's doing it. And that's why I have about 10 names in my Bible.
Exactly.
You know, but Carrie, also, I want to just give everybody, Sean, do you want to give your website? Because it's just going so fast. Thank you for coming in from Orlando.
Yes, it's AMRAC. That's karma spelled backwards. That's AMRACantibully.org.
Amazing, and your TV show is taking off, and so much is happening for you.
Yes, yes, it's on it's called PMTV. We film every other Wednesday, and it's a positive show. We give kids the opportunity to shine.
Oh, maybe Brianna can get up there.
Absolutely.
There you go, another TV show. Also, I want to have you, if you're looking for a church, we have Super Sunday giveaway on the 22nd at beaminghopechurch.org. Please join us in Largo, Super Sunday giveaway. We have Pastor Joe, amazing. And Nisi, what other last words would you like to say?
We were saying a little while ago, you know, don't look behind. Remember Lot's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember Lot's wife. We look behind, and what happened?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And Brianna, thank you so much. And you're amazing, young team. You're just growing so fast, and I know.
She's so beautiful. So,
and in our Hawaiian anti-bullying, thank you for joining us with us. I keep saying your name. Say your name again, Anastasia? Astania. Hey, wait a second. I was at a beauty pageant one time, and I called everybody's name out wrong, and they're, like, shouting it back to me. But, Carrie, let's end the show. Yes.
Okay, well, this is the word that was given to me today. No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Yes.
Ephesians 6 and 10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power that he has shown you. Dear Heavenly Father God, I want to thank you. We want to praise you, and we want to give you all glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for each and every person that is present, and we thank you for each and every person worldwide, nation to nation, and those who may not have any recourse who have listened in today. We pray that they receive something from you, God, in the name of the Lord. God, we're just trying to make change, God, and come together as the unit and unity as one in loving each and every one today. God, I ask you right now to send your impartation to your people who have a burden to bring about something that has been long missing. God, we need manners. We need reputations fixed. God, we need people who have anxiety, who have been through hurt, heartache, and pain, God, and may not see your purpose, God. But we know all things are working together for the good of them that love God. Now, God, I ask you to be with Dawn today and her platform, God. And we thank you for this, God. It's reaching people all over the world. Now, Heavenly Father, God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the power of your precious Holy Spirit, our souls do pray. And we say amen.
Wow. I told you she's a power of God woman. Awesome. I'll tell you. Also, you want to thank our pizza again? Oh.
Fromage. I love saying that. I love too. Fromage.
Yes, and Susie, thank you for bringing Brianna on a school night. I know it's late. And then Peter, thank you for an amazing show again.
You're welcome.
And how'd you like the pizza?
It's great.
I know.
I'm still full.
Yes, thank you so much. We're going to have them on next week, and we're featuring a lot of things in Clearwater Beach, too. So I'll
bring the pizza.
That. I gotcha. Well, we have 1 minute left. Any last words, Brianna, that you want to say to any of your friends out there?
Thank you for having me, and thank you, everyone, for the great advice tonight. It really helped me.
Can you give a little song at the end? Can you sing something for 30 seconds before we head out? It's about, there's a minute timing countdown. I'm putting you on the spot. All right, she's going to sing.
We don't have to fall from grace. Put down your weapons you're fine with. Kill them with kindness. Kill them with kindness. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead now.
All right.
Right.
Yay.
Awesome. Now, remember, I'm also trying to put a show for the Business View together. If you have a show or you want to put your business on, call me, 727-871-7788. Bye-bye, everybody.
Smooches.
Good night. Good night. Awesome.
Good night.